This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wyoming Senator John Barrasso, a Republican who is in his first term as senator. And he joins me now to talk about the ongoing health care debate on the floor of the U.S. Senate. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Greg. It's terrific to be with you. And what a debate. You know, I've practiced medicine for 25 years, taking care of families in Wyoming. So I am just been weighing in on all of the issues here because I think it's so critical that we get health care reform, but not the bill that's ahead of us today.
The bill that's on the floor seems to be changing to some extent. We know that Harry Reid has made some changes. It's now at the Congressional Budget Office being scored, but based on the fact that he wants to expand eligibility to enroll into Medicare, that he's not going to have the 60 votes necessary to move this to a final vote. Will you see a vote, do you think, on the floor before Christmas? How's this looking to you?
Well, you know, Senator Reid has now scheduled a secret closed-door meeting of just the Democrats tonight to talk about his new plan. He is getting significant resistance from adding all of these additional people into Medicare, which, you know, hospitals know is going to be very devastating to them and doctors, and it's going to be much, much harder for health care to be provided in this country if you put all those people into a boat that is already sinking, because right now we know that Medicare is going broke in the year 2017, and we also know that this health care bill that's in front of us today cuts $464 billion from our patients who depend upon Medicare for their health care. So I think that Senator Reid has a real struggle ahead of him, and I'm hoping that we push this off because we should not make a rushed decision or feel that we'd have to be held by any false deadlines. We need to get this right. We just don't need to get it done fast.
Late last week, sir, Senator Reid said he wasn't sure why so many people were quick to say that they were against his proposed changes to this bill because he said they hadn't seen it. How much have Republicans and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle seen of the original bill and this proposed change?
Well, we've all seen the 2,074-page bill that was written behind closed doors where they stitched together a couple of bills and came out with a lot of new things. We've worked our way through that, found problems with it, as you know, with the with breast cancer screening and a whole host of things. We have not seen, and the Democrats haven't seen, what Harry Reid has now sent to get scored by the Congressional Budget Office. But ultimately, let's talk about what we do know. And what we do know, Greg, is that this bill raises taxes by almost $500 billion. We know that it cuts Medicare by almost $500 billion from our seniors who depend upon Medicare. And we know it raises insurance premiums for people who have insurance right now. But it doesn't do the things that the president promised. And that's why 61% of Americans in the CNN poll are opposed to this bill. You know, the president said, there would not add a dime to the federal deficit. But if you ask Americans, do you believe the president? 79% of Americans do not believe the president. The president said it wouldn't add, a penny to your taxes. And then you ask the American people, do you believe your taxes will go up? Or do you believe the president? 85% of the people in this country believe that their taxes will go up if this bill is passed. And that's why 61% of Americans right now oppose the bill on the Senate floor, and just about one in three support it.
Senator, as you mentioned, public opinion seems to be surging against the bill that's currently on the floor. But ultimately, of course, it's going to be the 100 senators that determine what happens here. And while there are a couple of Democrats, we mentioned Senator Lieberman, also Senator Nelson of Nebraska, and maybe even a couple others who are on the fence about this, with these changes that are being made in the bill, one of the ideas apparently included is the so-called trigger. And we know that that was an idea endorsed by Senator Snowe. So do you think that it's going to be possible for you to keep your entire conference together on either the original bill or the bill that's changed?
You know, I think Senator Snowe had a wonderful speech on the floor of the Senate where she said something as big as a change to the health care system that affects every person in this country personally, affects one-sixth of our budget. We should not be held hostage by false deadlines. We should spend all of the time we need to discuss this, to get it right, and if that goes well into next year, then it should go that way. And I think she's absolutely right. We shouldn't be rushed into something this big. Ought to be bipartisan. We ought to have people on both sides of the aisle coming together with our best ideas. And I have a lot of good ideas. We ought to let people buy insurance across state lines. We ought to allow people people to get those same tax breaks when they buy insurance personally. We ought to focus on individual incentives for people to stay healthy. We ought to deal with lawsuit abuse and let, you know, something as simple as loser pays. And then, you know, let small groups join together to get their insurance rates down. So there's a lot we can do. And I think Senator Snowe's right. We should not be rushed. So I don't see her allowing herself to get rushed into voting for something on a quick basis.
Senator, do you think that there is a coalition, bipartisan coalition of 60 folks in the upper chamber that can come together on some of the ideas you just talked about, or is it just going to be an up or down vote or even a vote to get to the vote on the Reid bill?
Well, that's going to be up to Harry Reid if he decides to call that vote. But I'll tell you right now, the American people are speaking out loudly against this bill. And I would ask, you know, your listeners to call their senators and say, hey, this isn't right for America. This isn't right for us. It's going to raise our taxes. It's going to cut Medicare for those of us depending on Medicare. And it's going to cause our insurance premiums to go up, even if we do have insurance. This fundamentally, you know, Greg, was set up to deal with the problem of the cost of care. This does not deal at all with the cost of care. And this recent study that just came out from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, it says it actually increases the cost of care. You know, they're talking about trying to bend the cost curve down, but with all the rules and regulations and the cuts, this bill is going to raise the cost of care, and it's going to cause 1 in 5 hospitals in this country to have to close their doors within the next 10 years.
Senator, you mentioned the fact that Senator Snowe and others are saying, let's take the time necessary to get this right. At the same time, we're hearing reports today that President Obama is telling Harry Reid to cut a deal with Joe Lieberman, do whatever's necessary to get the 60 votes lined up. In addition to the contents of the bill, what do you think folks are making of the process on how we're getting there?
Isn't that unfortunate that the president, who started this in a way that was saying let's get the costs under control, now just says cut any deal, do anything, just get something passed? We need to get this right. We shouldn't be rushed into getting something passed just to get something passed. We need real health care reform that will increase access, it will get costs under control, and improve quality. And this bill doesn't do any of these things. That's why the head of the Mayo Clinic has said that this is not working. The head of the Johns Hopkins University says that it's doomed to fail. And it's why people all across America, and now 61% of the American people, have come out in opposition, complete opposition, to the bill on the floor of the United States Senate. And I think it's time for the senators on the other side of the aisle to listen closely to the American people.
Senator, I know it's hard to go into anyone else's mind, but obviously you have two pretty firmly entrenched camps here. One that is on your side that says this is too much big government, it's too expensive, the taxpayers are going to take a hit, quality of care will go down. On the other side, you have pretty much the liberal core of the Democrats saying this is what's necessary to foster competition. They claim it will reduce costs. For that dozen or so that are in the middle, why are they on the fence? What is it about this that doesn't automatically tip one way or the other, as it seems to do with most lawmakers?
Well, all the debate seems to be between Democrats debating and arguing against other Democrats. But I think that they're hearing from folks back home who are saying this costs too much, covers too few. If this goes through, there's still going to be 24 million uninsured in this country 10 years from now. And they're hearing from people on Medicare. You know, the math doesn't add up. The American people get it right. They've been following this debate. The more they learn about this bill, Greg, the less they like it. And I think that's why the numbers are so strongly against it. But we go to the floor of the Senate. I just left the floor of the Senate. We had 11 Republican senators for a colloquy talking about what this is doing to health care in America. And no Democrats show up. And then they're lucky if they get one there who stands out. And that's the energy is all on the side of the right issues, which is protecting our seniors, trying to protect our taxpayers at a time when unemployment is 10% and they're spending money with a big bill they voted for yesterday. I voted against $1.1 trillion when they want to raise the national debt limit. To me, the debt is the threat. And people of America get that. Healthcare isn't their number one issue. It's not their number two issue. It's not their number three issue. People are worried about jobs and the economy, Greg. And that's where we need to be focused. And while healthcare reform is necessary, the American people are saying, focus on the things that we would like you to focus on. And right now, that's jobs and the economy.
Senator, very good of you to be with us today, sir. We'll certainly keep following the debate, and hopefully we'll have a chance to check in with you again as we get closer to a vote, if there is a vote. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Greg.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso, longtime physician. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.